Christopher Columbus, an Italian explorer, discovered a new continent called America when he sailed westwards from Europe instead of sailing eastwards towards Asia. This discovery came to be known as the New World, a term which was used to refer to North America and South America collectively by the Europeans. Vasco da Gama was the first European explorer to reach India by sea in 1498. A new sea route now connected traders from Europe to India. Children, you will be surprised that for a very long time, man believed that the earth was flat. Between 1519 and 1521, a Portuguese explorer called Ferdinand Magellan sailed around the world, which proved that the earth was in fact round in shape. He discovered a passage between Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, which till today is named after him, the Strait of Magellan. Please refer to the map on page 30 where the different routes taken by these explorers have been shown. Children, please remember, need is the mother of invention. So on page 31, we will see how science and technology has revolutionized, or in simple words, changed transportation greatly. The invention of the steam engine was the second greatest event in the history of transportation. In the 18th century, James Watt improved the steam engine, which had been invented in the 17th century. George Stephenson built one of the most successful early steam locomotives, which means an engine that pulls a train. Likewise, Robert Fulton invented the first steam-powered boat, which revolutionized travel overseas. The 19th century also witnessed the discovery of crude oil or petroleum. Thus, a wide range of vehicles were manufactured which ran on petrol and diesel-powered engines. Later, in 1903, the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, succeeded in developing the first flying machine. The aircraft had a petrol engine. By mid-20th century, jet airliners carried passengers across the globe. A special mention must be made of the use of electricity in the running of locomotives. The first electric passenger train ran in the late 19th century. Now let us discuss some important factors that helped in the development of transport, which have been mentioned on page 32 and 33. First one is, an extensive network of roads and expressways were built, which connected towns, cities, and even countries. Second, superfast trains were made by Japan, France, and China. Next, waterways were constructed. The Suez Canal and the Panama Canal vastly reduced the travel time and cost of travel between Europe and Asia. Finally, today, almost all the countries of the world are connected with each other through the airways. Children, with this we come to the end of this chapter, which has taught us how transport evolved over a period of time. Thank you.